Shmuel Aleph Perek Yud Dalid B, second half of the Perek. The beginning of the Perek discussed the miraculous battle Yonasan had fought for Yisrael. We also saw how Yisrael came out of hiding, joined Shaul's army in defeating the Plishtim. This Perek discusses Yonasan's sin, Yisrael eating from the blood, and the continuation of battle with the Plishtim. Now the Perek turns its attention to the sin of Yonasan from unknowingly eating the nectar his father Shaul had ordered not to be eaten from. And Pasuk Chavdalid, Vayol Shaul es ha'am lemor, Arur ha'ish asher yocho lechem ara erev, Shaul said to the nation, cursed is the man who eats any bread till the nighttime, v'nekamti me'oivai, and I'll avenge my enemies, v'lo tam kol ha'am lechem, and the entire nation fasted. The Parshios and Neviim explained, Shaul knew the victory was dependent on the spiritual stature and tshuva of the nation. Therefore, he imposed a fast on Yisrael to maintain that level, allowing them to be victorious. Shaul saw this as an imminent time where he could rid Yisrael of the Plishtim once and for all. Also note, it's within a king's power to impose a fast on the nation. Yonasan, on the other hand, thought Yisrael being famished from battle should have been taken into account, and Yisrael should have been allowed to eat. Yisrael entered a forest with nectar oozing from the trees. No one dared to eat from the nectar, as Shaul commanded them not to. However, Yonasan, who had not heard his father's command, tasted from the nectar. Yonasan's eyes lit up as his eyes were dimmed from hunger. Yonasan was informed about his father Shaul's curse. Yonasan defended himself by explaining his rationale, that the victory would have been greater had Yisrael been able to eat. In Pasuk Lamed Aleph through Pasuk Lamed Hey, Yisrael continued wiping out the Plishtim. The people become weak from battle. Yisrael stole the spoils of war, including sheep and cattle. Yisrael started slaughtering the sheep and eating their blood. The news of Yisrael eating blood is brought to Shaul. Shaul tells Yisrael that he sinned. Shaul built an altar and brought korbanos to Hashem in order to forgive their sin. The Mefarshim point out, what does it mean they were eating blood? It means they didn't salt the meat properly before eating it. Shaul wanted to continue in battle against the Plishtim. Shaul went to consult Hashem. Hashem did not answer Shaul. Shaul, on his great level, understood a sin had been committed. Shaul announces to Yisrael a lottery will be drawn to find who the sinner is, as whomever it is will need to be punished and put to death. In Pasuk Lamed Ches through Pasuk Mem Bav, Shaul and his son Yonasan stand on one side with the rest of Yisrael on the other. A lottery is drawn. Yonasan is singled out as being the culprit of eating from the nectar and violating the king's decree to fast. Yonasan accepted the verdict and was ready to be put to death. However, before Shaul was about to put Yonasan to death, the rest of Yisrael come to defend Yonasan, saying it would be sacrilegious to put Yonasan to death because he just won the war for us. Yonasan was saved and not put to death. Shaul did not continue pursuing the Plishtim as the battle was over. And Pasuk Mem Gimel through Nun Beis, which is the end of the Perek, the Navi lists several wars Shaul battled. Shaul's sons were Yonasan, Yifshi, and Malkeshua. Shaul's daughters were Merav and Michal. Shaul's wife's name was Ahinoam ben Achimatz. Shaul's general was Avner ben Ner, who was Shaul's uncle. Shaul fought against the Plishtim his whole life and was constantly strategizing on how to defeat them. Thank you very much for listening, and have a wonderful day.